We've got Lavelle Crawford in the studio. Lavelle Crawford.
Yes, sir.
Back in the day, around this time of year, it was prom season.
Okay.
You went to prom?
Yeah, man. I got a horror story about prom.
Okay. Yeah. And now a horror story. Little Lavelle Maurice Crawford.
Yes, Lavelle Maurice Crawford. I was supposed to take this girl. I ain't going to say her name because she might be listening. But I was supposed to be taking her to prom. Mm-hmm. And she said she was going to go and everything. But I knew something was suspicious because she didn't invite me to her prom. And I was like, okay. You know, even though I didn't have enough money for two boutonnieres, she could at least say, could you like to go to mine? She didn't want me to go to her. And I was there for through her sickle cell, anemia attacks, and everything. Aww. Yeah, I was carrying around oxygen chains and everything with this girl, looking out for her. And then, so she had got healthy, I invited my prom. I said, okay, I'm bringing, you know, you bring a girl from a different school to your prom, it always look like you doing something, so. I'm getting ready for prom. My mom putting the maximum strength S curl in my head.
Maximum strength.
I'm getting super S's in my head. I'm getting capital S's. You hear me? I might have went on and got into the contest on the box right after prom because I mean I was so fine with S's. So fine. Brothers don't even appreciate S curls no more. I was getting myself ready, right? And I get a call from her telling me 2 days for the prom.
Uh-huh.
2.5 days. I can't go because lie. Hope you get busted in the head with a frozen snowball with rocks in it by a National League pitcher. Preferably lie. That's all I can say, lie. And I'm sitting up here, I'm crying, and I got this perm in my head. My mama's like, hold on, stop crying. I'm trying to comb it through, this perm heating up on my scalp. Plus, I'm in pain in my heart. I'm crying. I'm trying to, I don't even want this girl no more. And she washed out too fast, and I didn't have curls. I had Z's in my head. I had Z's. And my dog, he was trying to comfort me. I was like, no, Spike, I don't even want your love. I don't want your love right now, Spike. I'm going through something. He's just still laying on my chest. I said, don't get nothing that perm in your eye, you know. But in the midst of it, a horror story, it was a bright side, a girl that I grew up with who was a friend of the family. I asked her to go, and she was able to get a dress and everything. And she was fine. She would wind up being prettier than that girl ever was. And then we had a nice time at the prom. And then I tore my mama car up the next morning. And all I had was a sip on a wine cooler. I tore the back end of my mama car up, man. My mama... It was so, my mom was just, my car! Not even worried about us. She was, my car! What was you doing? I was just trying to make a left, and this lady came flying up the high. Must not have been looking. This before text messages and cell phones, so I don't know what she was doing. Must have dropped a Jolly Rancher on the floor or something. Told the whole back end of my mama Buick Century up.
My
car! But the insurance money came, but I never got to see none of it. All I got to do is get to go to the chiropractor and everything. And I had some nice prime pictures because my curl was still draped. I was still full force up in the game. I was still Paul Anthony. I was Paul Anthony, the strong one in the group. I wasn't Kurtz. All bowlegged Lou. I was Paul Anthony.
What color was the tux?
The tux was black, fly with a silver bow tie, silver cummerbund. I was so cold. Had my class ring on with the scorpion into the insignia. Hello, football on one side, wrestling on the other. Holler at me if you know what I'm talking about. I was too cool out here. I was on one. And she didn't even know who she had with her.
Nothing.
Even though that girl, I still had dried up tears from that lie. And I had a little bit of chemical burn right around the lower part of my scalp.
A little bit.
A little bit, but I draped the bang down. I ready for the world.
You had bangs.
You went ready for the world.
I read old Sheila on them. I owe Sheila that perm down so that them burn wouldn't look, so my pictures would be fly.
Oh my God.
So that was my prime. You know, because I was scared to drag my mama.
Paul Anthony Curl with the old Sheila Bang.
The old Sheila Bang, baby. Back in the day, you had so many options with that curl. You had so many. That curl did me right. I don't care what nobody.
Even though it was a Z, it still did.
Yeah, but see, I could go front when it let it sit up, or I just put an extra gel in and just swerve it on the back, and I went from, you know, Negro to Cuban so fast. I went from Lavelle to Lavelle. Lavelle Esposito. My country, we make tobacco. We cut down the tobacco leaves. I was flash. Woo! And why till I sweat?
And the lady.
The have you seen her?
Yeah, the lady with the sickle cell.
Have you seen her since you?
Yeah. I've seen
famous and everything.
She didn't end up so well.
Yeah, she cool. She all right. Matter of fact, I think she go to my home church or something. I don't know, but I dodged a bullet.
Hey,
I dodged a few bullets. You know, God bless me, my beautiful wife, and she gonna be fine for decades. And you know, I dodged a few bullets.
Uh huh.
You know, sometimes you be looking like, man, what happened from there to then? You know, some changes. Changes. So the bullets was dodged. I thank God for putting a bulletproof vest on me. Because a lot of the ones you thought you was like, oh, my God, I can't live without him. He crying, but then you look at him again, you like, God was just protecting me. He was just protecting my eyes, and he didn't want me to be lying. You know, like, you still look.
Right, lie.
I didn't want, you still look the same as you did. You can't lie like that. See, my wife gorgeous. She hot. She always want to work out. You know, I'm blessed to have her. You know, she didn't go. If she was around during the prime, I would have had no problem. But God was saving her for the future.
Yeah.
Saving a beautiful baby boy.
Man, that'd be all. He's a beautiful kid. He's a great kid. He called me yesterday and talked to me for 3.5 minutes and then tell me no information and had to go because his key cartoon was on. He said, okay, Dad, I just wondered when you was coming home, but I got to go. Hung up. Didn't even let me say, I said, I love, boom. He hung up.
How old?
Five, he don't care. Wow. Yeah, but I want to say that our Grand Rapids, look out, May 7th, Lavelle Crawford will be up there. I just want to let them know that it's going to be a big comedy festival. I'll be up there with
Lavelle or Lavelle?
Lavelle. This going to be Lavelle, because, you know, I can't get the curl.
You
back.
Can't rock the curl.
I can't get the curl back. Now I'm Hercules. I just have beards, you know. I'm lumberjacking it now. You know, this beard is another level now. You know, Tom, you might want to grow you one gone. Yours be red, but you know you can. You can look like you sell paper towels.
Lavelle Crawford.
Yes, sir.
At the Addison Improv this weekend. Rip it up, Lavelle.
Yes, sir. Turn it down.
My man.